Our Publishing Houses, Battle Creek, Michigan, March 3, 1891. I attended the ministerial council and made some important remarks in regard to the necessity of the ministerial school and the importance of ministers spending some time in obtaining a drill and Bible study which would qualify them to do better work. Thus, they would place themselves in the most favorable position to obtain a knowledge of God and His Son Jesus Christ, whom to know aright is life eternal, and would obtain a knowledge of how to work. This is necessary because there has been so much counterworking in our midst that the churches have received very confusing theories in regard to the truth for this time. It is essential that our ministers speak the same things in our churches and give the trumpets no uncertain sound. Our ministers need first to be converted to the truth. Then they can go forth everywhere, bearing the message of truth for this time. Teachers of Bible truth need not to be ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth in regard to justification by faith and the imputed righteousness of Christ. As soon as the truth is grasped, and the Holy Spirit's power impresses the image of Christ on the soul, tarry not. Go forth proclaiming everywhere, as did the apostles, the word of life. Teaching, you will be taught by the Holy Spirit. March 7th. I spoke with much freedom to the congregation assembled in the tabernacle. I could not forbear speaking the words the Lord had given me in regard to our different institutions and the necessity of men who fear God being connected with these institutions. I presented before those present the sacred responsibilities connected with the office of publication, telling them that those who accept those responsibilities should be men of faith, men of piety and deep experience. Jesting and joking should not be sanctioned in the office, neither should harshness or sourness be shown to those employed or those seeking counsel. There are those who do not discern the sacredness of the work, who will surely bring in principles that are not correct. They will work to secure wages and then think their duty is done. They will bring in a selfish, grasping spirit, which will result in robbery of God. Strange fire will be mingled with the sacred fire. Others will catch this spirit, for the plague spot of selfishness is as contagious as the leprosy. Just as long as you conduct the business connected with the cause and work of God according to the Word of God, according to the specific directions given by Him to give to all Israel, the Lord will be your shield, your guide, your buckler, and your exceeding great reward. But blindness, in part, has happened unto Israel. A heavy cloud is now hanging over the publishing institution and the General Conference Association. The words, "Be not slothful in business," encourage active energy. But by the words following, a strong guard is placed about this injunction. The apostle continues, "Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Romans 12, verse 11. Self is not to be served. God is to be the supreme counselor and manager in the publishing institution. His honor is ever to be kept in view. There can be no sinless swerving from the way of the Lord. Perplexities will arise. Religion will be erased from the souls of some of the workers. Selfish plans will be laid, and engagements entered into that will blot out the principles which God has specified should rule in every department of this institution. Voices will be heard making resolutions and propositions which are not wise, which come from unsanctified, unholy human minds. These will be accepted. In many hearts, the truth of God will cease to be a living, all-pervading, sanctifying principle. High-toned integrity will be supplanted by selfishness and a desire to lord it over others. Sunday, March 8th. I awakened in the morning with a decided impression that I should go into the minister's meeting and bear the message which the Lord had given me in Salamanca, New York, when on our 3 months' tour. I went into the meeting, and in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God, I bore the testimony given me. I told those present that the Lord had opened before me many things. In the night season, my guide said, "Follow me." I went into a council meeting where zeal and earnestness were manifested, but not according to knowledge. One of those present held up the sentinel, and with his hand across the paper said, "This must come out." He made remarks entirely contrary to the principles of our faith. This message made a deep impression on all present. Brother Ballinger arose and said, "I was in that council meeting, which held last night until a late hour. Sister White has described it accurately. The very words she says she heard spoken were spoken. I was on the wrong side of the question, and I now take my position on the right side." This confession was made with many tears. My soul is exceedingly troubled. The publishing institutions are receiving a mold that is not after the similitude of God. I am listening to words from the lips of my guide. Every business transaction is receiving the inspection of God. Every movement now made should be charged with the highest sense of responsibility. High-toned integrity should be practiced between man and man. All business transactions may be of the purest equity, for God has made every provision that they should be. But they are not. Let God be kept ever before you. Let him be recognized in every transaction that takes place between man and his fellow man. Keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. If you are ready to hear and to do the words of Christ, if you are much upon your knees in humble prayer, saying from the heart, "Thou, God, seest me," Genesis 16, verse 13, great evils will be averted. I beg of you, for Christ's sake, to take heed to these words. Then the soul will be fortified with heavenly principles.